Hi guys, welcome to the Cuya Manzano podcast. I'm Cuya Manzano, your one and only host. Yeah, because there's only one host for the Cuya Manzano podcast. So today we're going to be diving into a controversial topic, mind-expanding episode, which tackles a problem that most humans are having today, yeah? Because most people are on medication after a certain age for cholesterol. So we're going to see the relationship between cholesterol medications and dementia and why we might need to rethink our approach to cholesterol management. But before we kick things off, I gotta give a shout out to our sponsors. Without them, this podcast wouldn't be possible. So now let's get into it. This episode is sponsored by the Cuya Manzano Foundation. If you want Cuya Manzano to continue to do this kind of content, sponsor him. Send me a message. Send me money. So let's talk about cholesterol, folks. You've probably heard the buzz around the statins and other cholesterol lowering drugs. They're supposed to be these miracle pills, right? But what if I told you that they might not be all they're cracked up to be? Here's the deal. Cholesterol is not the villain. It's often made out to be. In fact, it's an essential building block for our bodies, especially our brains. Yep, you heard me right. Your brain needs cholesterol to function properly. It's like the mortar that holds the bricks together in your cognitive fortress up there. So if we need cholesterol, why are we avoiding it? So now here's where things get interesting. Some studies have suggested a link between cholesterol-lowering medications and an increased risk of dementia. Yeah, you heard that correctly. The more you take the pills, the more dementia you get. So the very pills that are supposed to keep your heart healthy might be messing with your mind. Some people recovered the dementia symptoms after quitting the pills. But why, you ask? Well, cholesterol plays a crucial role in brain function. It's involved in the production of neurotransmitters, the chemical messengers that allow your brain cells to communicate with each other. So when you start messing with the cholesterol levels, you're basically playing with fire. So if you stop the cholesterol going to your brain, you're stopping the neurotransmitters, you're stopping the brain function. See, you're hurting your brain. So now, I'm not saying cholesterol medications are all bad for some people, especially those at higher risk of heart disease. They can be a lifesaver. But here's the thing, we need to be more mindful of the potential side effects, especially when it comes to our brain health. So you choose heart health or brain health, I guess. I don't know. Maybe you can find alternative ways of taking care of your heart. Instead of just popping pills without a second thought, we need to take a more realistic and more holistic approach to health. And that means focusing on things like diet, exercise, and stress management. Breathe deep. All of which have a profound impact on our cholesterol levels and overall well-being. So, what are you going to do about it? Look, I'm not a doctor. I'm just a guy with a microphone sitting here at the park and some thoughts rattling around my head, and I just wanted to share with you. But here's what I think. We need to start asking more questions, doing more research, and challenging the status quo, challenging the official mainstream narrative, which might be with their money, you know, with thinking about how they can make more money. Yeah, maybe it's time to have a conversation with your doctor or your alternative doctor, a traditional doctor, Chinese medicine, about the risk, weight the benefits, and consider alternative approaches, because at the end of the day, your health is in your hands, not on others' hands. You decide. You're the driver. So, well, folks, that's all the time we have for today. I hope this episode got you thinking. Maybe even sparked a few conversations at the dinner table. Hopefully. As always, thanks for tuning in. And until the next time, stay curious, stay open-minded, stay healthy, and stay hard. Huh? This is Kuya Manzano signing off. Love and infinity.